FM。
Started of you thinking that I had been untrue, but if you think that we'd be better parted, it's gonna hurt me, but I break away from you. Well, just give me the sign,
6:36. I don't know why, I've always loved this song. We actually play it a lot when we're on road trips. There's a long version, and if you ask Alexa, she'll play it. And man, you could rock out to it. I know it sounds crazy, it's not really a rock song, but the way they do it, it's a different kind of version with the same band. It's quite good, quite good. Karen Diamond, if you're listening right now, my apologies for missing your birthday yesterday. Not only did your father remind me, so did my wife, and I still didn't do it. But as you know, there were four guys in here, and it got pretty good. If you were listening yesterday, Dove Sachs was here from Independence Law, Maine. State Senator, former Republican leader in the Maine Senate, Jeff Timberlake. The man we call Dr. Commander, Claude Barrabee, who has a PhD and who's commander in the United States Navy, as well as professor at the United States Naval Academy. I thought it was a great conversation. If you heard it, send me a text and tell me what you thought. So Donna says, how do you walk in here so fired up and yet still talk about optimism and possibility? Well, I'm an enigma wrapped in a something. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm hopeful. I am very, very hopeful person. I walk in faith. But I just walk in hope. I'm an American. I don't know when Americans became pessimistic. Yeah, I get it. They let us down. But we could stop all this if we really wanted to. The bottom line is we don't want to right now. All these problems we have going on. I mean, I've had legislators on both sides of the aisle tell me if they get 10 emails on an issue, they feel overwhelmed, meaning that a lot of people are paying attention. If we were to consistently show up at the legislature and let the governor of the state and the majority party know that we no longer like what they're doing, they're harming the future of our people. They're driving our young people from the state. Now, you know, Dee Dee and I have experienced that with their craziness. But we don't do that. I know it's easier to complain, I get that, but complaint without action is just folly. And we can change this. That's the beauty of being an American. I wouldn't, if I were in Russia, first of all, I wouldn't be sitting here. But if by the grace of God Almighty I was, if he put a protective shield around me that kept Vlad from taking my life because I was someone who was a dissident to him, I would not be saying that we could change things. I would not believe it without a revolution. We don't have to have an old-fashioned revolution where we throw off the government here. We just need to go to the ballot box and say, you know what, Shelley Pengree, I watched you in the debate last night. You lied to me because all the things you said were better weren't. My family's experienced it. I no longer want you to be a congresswoman. You've been there for 18 years or 16 years or whatever it's been, and you've never done anything to help Maine. So goodbye. See ya. Goodbye. But you know what? People won't do that. Or will they? I don't know that answer. We'll know in a couple of weeks. But I will say this. I've had more Democrats tell me they're dissatisfied with the direction of Maine and the direction of the country. And I've said, are you going to change your vote and elect someone different? And their answer is either no, yes, or I'm not sure. If the answer is no, I'm not changing my vote, then I just usually say, well, you got to remember, you're part of the problem now. And then they get upset, and I say, wait a minute, slow down. You're not happy with the way things are going, yet you're empowering those who are creating the path you don't like. Why would you do that? That's crazy. So, change. But, you know, they're not big on that. I don't know why. I get it, you know, look, but I mean, I have voted for Democrats before. I have. You know, if I don't like the Republican and I like the Democrat, I'll vote for a Democrat. I don't do it all the time, but I would do it. I mean, you know, Liz Cheney thought about running for president. If she had been the Republican nominee, well, I wouldn't have voted for Harris, but I probably would have written in Mickey Mouse. I wouldn't have voted for Liz Cheney. I wouldn't want Liz Cheney to clean my house. Figure she'd steal what I got. She and her daddy are scoundrels. And we've been saying this since 2008. I know the Democrats are like, oh, you just don't like her because she opposes Trump. Well, that's because you're a shallow human. Ted Talbot and I used to sit here and talk about how Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz built this country. And Teddy's been gone for 14 years. I don't like people who bilk America. I don't like people like Dick Cheney. Look, I didn't wear the uniform. You all know that. I've been very clear about that. I never put on the uniform of the military, went off and defended freedom. But I also never sent men and women off to war to die in my stead either. And I never made up reasons to empower Halliburton or any of the other military-industrial complex and let other boys and girls of other mothers and fathers die, and I wouldn't go. And Dick Cheney did that, and I don't like it. So while I didn't wear the uniform, I'm also not a damn hypocrite. There are many things that I am. I'm a jackass. We all know that. I have demonstrated that beyond any reasonable doubt. But just like I told my son Connor when he decided to move his family back to Florida, well, back would have been back for us, not for him. He was born here. I'm not a hypocrite. I did the same thing to my parents. You have my 1,000% support. If you believe this is the best path for your family, and as the head of the household, that is your responsibility, you have my 1,000% support. I am many things, but hypocrite I am not. So that's why I don't like the Cheneys. That's why I don't like Biden. You know, Joe Biden has done a lot of things. You know, one thing you can say about Donald Trump, whether you like Donald Trump or whether you don't, he did not send your sons and daughters off to die in war. He was trying to get us out of the wars we were in, and he certainly wasn't starting any new ones or doing things that would engage new ones. So he didn't wear the uniform either, but he also was trying to bring your sons and daughters home. He did just the opposite of the military-industrial complex. Why do you think these people hate him? Why do you think John Bolton and General Milley and all these people say the crap they say about him and Mike Esper and all those people? Why do you think they do that? Because they profit off the blood of your children. And why do you think they're standing behind Harris and Biden? Because Joe Biden, you don't even know this, I'm sure, 40,000 troops left our soil last week. Were you aware of that? I doubt you were. Thirteen were assassinated, and that's what it was. This wasn't them on the battlefield. 13 were assassinated in Afghanistan, and Biden and Harris cannot even acknowledge that they're dead. You can say what you want to say about Donald Trump, but he was trying to bring your sons and daughters home. And these other jackasses didn't do that. That's how I feel about it. And again, I didn't wear the uniform. I didn't pick up a gun and go defend freedom. I didn't do it. But I also didn't encourage anyone's sons or daughters to go and do what I didn't do. Never happened, not once. Any effort I ever made on behalf of the military was to support those who were in battle, who, by the way, weren't getting from our government what they needed. You may recall early in the early years of this program during the Iraq War, we sent thousands of pounds of goods over to soldiers, basic necessities that the military wasn't even providing them. Because it's hard to buy weapons and also pay off the people who then write checks to your campaigns. It's very hard to do that. Leaves very little money left over for the people who are actually fighting. Very little money left over. But you all know this. So no, I didn't serve. Donald Trump didn't serve. Dick Cheney didn't serve. Liz Cheney didn't serve. Joe Biden didn't serve. But the difference is Donald Trump and Ray Richardson weren't sending off your sons and daughters to die on some godforsaken foreign land for reasons no one understands. Donald Trump was bringing them home. It's 6:46. You're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Hi, it's Jill in Old Orchard.
Hi, Jill.
We talked about voting for a Democrat. I did 2 years ago. I got sucked in. I saw who is now our representative out at a lot of functions and stuff, and then I called her and talked with her, and she actually sounded like some of the stuff I agreed with, so I voted for her. And then when the whole abortion thing came up and Laura Libby was encouraging us to call our representatives, I called her and she says, who sponsored that bill? And she goes, well, I'm going to look at the wording again because I'm not sure. And then when they published who voted for it and who didn't vote for it, sure enough, my representative voted for that abortion up until birth. So.
No, I understand.
Only once,
like,
I guess.
Like I said, I understand, but I have voted for Democrats. Why? I'm not going to say that I didn't. I have, and I'm, you know, that's the way it is. And, you know, I vote for the person. I mean, it's not like, you know, we got to look at the Republicans we've got. You know, you've got Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Mitt Romney and all that crowd. They're no better. You know,
right.
the only reason they're any better at all, is because more often than not, they will side and give the Republicans, you know, the majority so we can set the agenda. But, I mean, these people have undermined all kinds of good things in our country. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, look, there is no perfect person running. And I think we all know that. The only perfect person, the Roman government put him on a cross. So,
yeah.
There is no perfect
did
person.
Did you watch any of the debate for the first congressional last night?
I did.
Yeah.
I thought Ron Russell did a very good job, very calm. Very well-spoken. I mean, he's a soft-spoken guy, but he was very clear about his ideas. And all Shelley Pengree talked about was, we took more of your tax dollars and poured it into things you don't care about.
Yeah, that's right. And the independent guy has some good ideas, but I just don't think he can.
Ethan said some stuff. You know, the paper even quoted him this morning. Ethan Alcorn said some things that were, you know, the government shouldn't be involved in the private sector. And, of course, you know, that made Shelley Pengree bristle because, man, if the government's not involved, she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at one point they talked about climate change and Shelley's going on and on about this. These are fake people. Shelley's a fake human. I mean, she just is. In the United States of America, for the last 7.5 years, we have reduced our carbon footprint. 4 years under Trump, and we weren't part of the Paris Climate Accord. 3.5 years under Biden, and we were part of it. The Paris Climate Accord is nothing but a Penalize America document. We have reduced our footprint. In the state of Maine, Janet Mills and all her flippity flips up there, they're just fake, phony people. Maine is 85% undeveloped. We have trees everywhere. We don't put out enough carbon for the trees to have enough here. It's just fake, phony, fraud stuff. You've heard Matt Jacobson here. Coal is at an all-time high usage 4 years in a row. China uses 53.4% of all coal in the world. India uses 20.4. So if you do the math on that, that's what, 74.5%? Is that, am I doing the math right? I think I am. I'm closer. 73, whatever it is. It's 3/4.
Probably. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Yeah. I've only had 2 sips. We're China and India are using 3/4 of the coal used in the world.
Yeah.
Coal, according to everyone, is the dirtiest way to produce electricity. That's what they're doing. Where's Shelley Pengree? But you know why? She's part of that communist stuff. I said this with Bill Nimitz on Pat Callahan's show a decade ago. Adam West, the former congressman from, Adam West was Batman. Alan West said he accused her of being a communist. And Pat asked me on television, I said, well, I don't know about that. All I know is I went to the Starbucks on Exchange Street and Shelley parked there. She opened the trunk and a hammer and sickle fell out. I don't know.
Ray. She also talked about how the climate change had took away like 60% of our working waterfront. Speaking of which, she's probably for windmills and stuff for all we know. Talk about taking away from working waterfront.
That's the thing. Mills, yeah. Anybody that's for offshore wind is just a fake, phony fraud on the lobster and ground fishing industry, because it's going to destroy it. Matt has been here providing all the analysis from all the people in the government who are going to make this happen. And all anybody has to do is just either listen to the show or go read it for themselves. But they don't care. Janet Mills doesn't care about the lobster industry because it's in the way of her rigid ideology on climate change. She thinks she's the climate czar of the country. She's not. Maine has 1.4 million people out of 8 billion. We couldn't change the climate if our life depended on it.
Yeah. I spent yesterday training because I'm going to work the polls for the first time this year. And I
Yay!
Spent yesterday. So I'm going to see everything at the polls, and I'm hoping I don't see anything bad. So.
Yeah. Well,
it sounds like we really got it in under wraps and stuff and good. But
well, a lot of people are working the polls. I've had a lot of people reach out and are working the polls. And
it's going to be a long day, 6:30 a.m. till 8 p.m. So, oh boy.
What do you mean? You think that's a long day?
Well, since I'm retired. I haven't had those long days at work.
Yeah, I was on the phone last night at 10:15, so those days don't end. They don't end. But you know what? Somebody, I was at a Stockhouse the other night. Not Stockhouse, forgive me, Cowbell. Don Campbell was playing Westbrook. And a guy said to me, hey, shouldn't you be in bed by now? And I'm like, good Lord only gives us a few years. I am not going to waste it sleeping. Just not going to do it.
Yep, you're like Donald Trump. You can run on a little sleep.
Yeah,
there you go.
We're the ever-ready bunnies, or whatever they call it. Energizer bunny, that's what it is. Ever-ready
is a
different battery.
Go take some more calls, and we're hoping for good things on November 5th.
Actually, I'm a very high-priced talent. We have a lot of commercials to run, so we're going to do that instead. But thank you for the phone call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 6:53.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling.